takes a wad of dough and he flops it on the table, makes it flat and round, and pours him a ladle of tomato sauce, spreads it red, thick and sweet. He takes a big fistful of mozzarella cheese, spreads it around with anchovies, green peppers and onions and mushrooms and a little ground beef. Then he puts it on a shovel and shoves it in the oven with tender loving care. And it dances around while our tongues hang out and the smell of heaven fills the air.
Back on downtown, it's time for Shut Up and Eat as we welcome in Joe Riccio from Food Coma. Hello there, Joe.
Hey, what is that pizza song? What is going on with that?
Listen, I strive to find something unique here. That is that is Eddie Rabbit doing a song called Tullahoma Dancing Pizza Man.
Oh, wow. there you have it. So, yeah, pizza.
Pizza. Before we get to pizza, though, I have to ask about what I saw you post yesterday. Tell me about this Thanksgiving soup that looked amazing.
Oh, yeah. That's the Riccio holiday soup. So that's all we do for Thanksgiving. It's just like I make a really rich chicken broth, basically mini versions like my, you know, Italian-American meatballs, escarole, you fry the bread croutons, and then toss them in Parmesan and egg before putting them in the broth, and then just a lot of Italian bread and butter to go with it. It's like the most delicious, like soul-satisfying soup in the world. And then we usually have like a dessert, and then we go gamble at Oxford Casino for the rest of the day.
Well, that sounds like a pretty perfect day right there.
Yeah, there's really not a lot of, there's no cleanup. This soup, I will put this one bowl of soup against the whole table of Thanksgiving food any day of the week.
Man, that sounds good. Well, but today, yeah, we're talking pizza. Why not? You can have your fancy meals if somebody says it's last meal time. I would be hard pressed to pass up a good pizza.
Oh yeah, yeah. Pizza is definitely on the last meal table for sure. And I mean, I don't know. It's tough because, like, you know, the moods for pizza are as varied as styles of pizza, you know. Like, I lived in Chicago, and as I'm a fan of the thin crust, but at the same time, living in Chicago, I became partial to the deep dish. And also, have you ever heard of the stuffed pizza?
Oh yes.
Yeah. So, which I don't know. It's like there's always debates. Like, you know, I really like Cole's in Portland, which is like super thin, and people are like, is it flatbread or pizza? Well, with stuffed pizza in Chicago, like, I have a hard time, you know, figuring out whether it's actually pizza or cheesecake. Because if you don't know what stuffed pizza is, I used to live above a Giordano's in Chicago, which is one of the more famous ones. They basically take about, I don't know, an inch and a half of cheese in a dough, and then they put the tomato sauce and toppings on top of that.
Mm.
And literally like two slices, and you are just done.
Well, I know this. I've had a lot of different pizzas, a lot of different styles. I've never had one I didn't like.
No, it's kind of like ice cream, where it's like, if you do a bad ice cream or like bad pizza, like you really have to almost try. I mean, I will say that there are a couple out there that are wildly unsatisfying, like Domino's, personally, I think. I don't know. There's just something about it. It doesn't do it for me. But for the most part, like I can, and you know, even if pizza isn't great, that's why you have condiments in your fridge.
Right, right. You know? Absolutely.
And like, I think my favorite pizza condiment in the world presently is Mike's Hot Honey.
Oh, I was just going to say, one of my absolute favorite pizzas, and they, I think they're on a little hiatus. They didn't have their food truck on the waterfront this summer, but Pompeii Pizza made a pizza called the Honey Bee with pepperoni and hot honey, and oh my God, was that amazing.
Yes, it's funny, because Cole's, the one I was talking about, has the Bee Cool, which is pepperoni, hot honey, and grana padana. I mean, it's just like, it just works, you know? Like, it's just perfect. I don't know. There's something about that with pizza. But, I mean, so yeah, you know, you've got like all these different regional pizzas. You've got your like Detroit style with like a super, super crispy crust. Those like in a square. You know, some people are diehard New Haven people. You know, obviously New York, Chicago. If I've had plenty of pizza in Italy, and, you know, you get it, it's not even that generally cut, but a lot more focus on, like, the sourdough crust and the flavor of the dough. But, like, at the end of the day, I think a lot of us, like, your pizza nostalgia goes back when you're up in, when you're in Maine or New England. Like, there's two categories of pizza nostalgia, frozen pizza and what town of House of Pizza did you prefer to go to? Because with a House of Pizza, obviously, it's like a Greek style. Like, I remember for Dispatch Magazine back in, like, 2016. I don't know if we were doing the show yet, but we did a crawl of 10 different houses of pizza in one day. We just ordered a small pepperoni pizza at each, went to, like, started in Sanford, like Sanford, Ogunquit, Portland, South Portland, Cumberland, Falmouth, like, you know, Gorham, like all over the board. And what we discovered was it was basically the same pizza in all the different places, just some used, like, more cheese, more sauce, like, thicker crust. Like, it was all kind of the same thing, but all, like, sort of equally comforting.
Yeah, and I'd say, like, around here, Orno House of Pizza, first class, they do a great job. You never complain about what you get from OHOP.
No, you know, I mean, that's it's good. It's like that, there's so many categories of pizza, but it's like what I call, like, pizzeria, like, going out for pizza style, where you put, like, the you have the shaker of Parm and, the, like, the crushed red and the oregano on there, and you actually, you know, go out for pizza.
Now, when I was a kid, because I'm so much older than you, Joe, there weren't a whole lot of options around here. I remember, and locals will remember, Steve's Pizza on Hammond Street in Bangor and Tri-City Pizza, which is still going. And they were about it for the longest time until Napoli Pizza came along, and they were amazing.
Forever.
And Pat's, I mean, of course, too. And Pat's, you know, still my go-to, top of the list. If I want just, you know, standard crust, red sauce, yeah, whatever the topping might be, I'm still going to lean on Pat's.
Yeah, Pat's, and I really love Pat's when you actually go eat there.
Oh, yeah.
Versus delivery. I don't know, there's something about eating at Pat's. And, you know, I grew up on the Yarmouth one, you know, of course. But, I mean, they're all, like, you know, still independently owned and, like, the same. And they're always consistently delicious. But, yeah, like, it's weird being in Maine because we don't really have a style of pizza here, per se. Like, if I had to choose Maine pizza, I would say it's like House of Pizza pizza.
Yeah, I think you're probably right on that. A thinner crust, sauce that tends to be kind of middle of the road, not terribly spicy.
Not terribly sweet.
Right.
Yeah. I think it was funny, like, growing up, I mean, the biggest treat for me was I feel like, and I was trying to figure, I think we did this, we talked about chain restaurants back in the day, but, like, Pizza Hut. So going out to Pizza Hut when I was young, you do that. I remember it was like Book It. Remember they had, like, the
oh yeah, yeah.
Like, yep. The more you read or something, you could win, like, personal pan pizzas.
Oh, I love those. Love those. And plus, you could play video games too.
Yeah, on the Pac-Man table.
Right.
And the salad bar, you can make a ranchy salad. And I've had Pizza Hut recently, and I was like, was it that I was young, or is it just not as good now? Because
yeah,
I think maybe it's just not as good.
I feel like they changed their recipe, too. It's not it's not what it used to be. Of the chains, I don't know. I do like, I haven't been there in a while, but I do like the pizzeria from Uno. I think they do a pretty decent job.
And, you know, I'll tell you, like, when you get the Uno, like, here, obviously, it's South Portland. I've been to the one in Chicago, the original one, and it's the same thing. Like, I mean, they're pretty true to form. I always get the numero uno, whatever, with, like, the boxes and stuff. Which actually reminds me, I really like Bertucci's, the Sporky.
Oh, yes, yes.
I wish there were any, I'm surprised there aren't any Bertucci's up here.
Yeah, the closest one, is there one near you? I know there's one down in Boston.
No, it's Saugus, I think, is the closest one.
Okay.
Yeah, the Sporky. That's the go-to.
Nice, nice. Now, what about what about the other chains? There are so many of them out there. Any of them offer anything? You said you're not a big fan of Domino's. I'll enjoy a Domino's maybe once a year.
Yeah, I don't love it. I mean, Papa John's is like one of those things. It's like I'm rarely ordering pizza at 1 a.m. anymore at my age.
Right, that's the thing.
You know?
Yeah.
it's like that used to be what the benefit, like, you know, sort of the appeal of those places was, is the hours. You know, like I said, I think Uno's fine. I don't generally go, I mean, I think, like I said, Bertucci's is a good chain. I don't do a lot of pizza at the chains, although I guess, do you have Leonardo's up there?
No, no.
There's what they're out of Vermont, and there's one in Portland, and they're fine. I mean, I find when I get delivered around here, I get like Portland House Pizza, or I get Pizzaiolo, which is one of the, or Monty's, which are, there's all these places now that have been highlighted by that guy Dave Portnoy.
Right.
I don't like him.
No, he's an idiot. I can't stand him.
He's an idiot, but yeah, he's just like a jabroni. I think is a good word for him.
Oh yes, perfect.
Yeah. Can we say jabroni on the radio?
We just did, and I second that. He is a jabroni.
A rice-a-roni jabroni.
Yeah.
And he, but at the same time, like, I am always happy if he, like, you know, blows the place up. And, like Monty's right by my house, right? Like, they have great pizza. And now they're so busy, like, they can't, like, you can't even find a place in the parking lot if you just want to go in and get, like, ice cream or something. Like, I like to see, you know, when he gives a boost to these businesses, and he came to Portland recently, and a bunch of the places got, like, you know, a lot of business from it.
Yeah.
But I don't like him at all.
Right? No, I'm with you on that. Well, yeah, I'm with you around here too. If I'm going to get a pizza, I'm going to be more often than not go with somebody local. And again, Pat's is the go-to. But if I want something a little different, Jason's Pizza around here has a phenomenal buffalo chicken pizza. They also do a great barbecue chicken pizza.
Yeah, again, yeah, it's like one of those neglected things, like chicken pizzas, like various forms of white pizza.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, it's all good. Like, I guess it's such a huge range when you're, like, as far as a topic pizza, because, again, so many moods. And
when you mentioned flatbread in Portland, I think they're great, and it's pizza to me.
Yeah, flatbread is great, and I was thinking Kohl's is like, I was actually talking about Kohl's because it's so thin, and they finish it on the grill, so it gets a smoky, kind of crispy thing, which I will bring you to Kohl's next time you're in Portland.
Oh, I can't wait.
But people are like, is it flatbread or is it pizza? And I'm like, who cares? It's delicious, and it's crispy, and it's smoky, and it's awesome. Now, what do you, and at the same time, you know, there's places like, actually, Radici just closed around here, but there's a place that actually, Belfast, called Meanwhile in Belfast, is a very strange name, but that really nails that Italian style where they really put the emphasis on the flavor of the dough, which I think is delicious. It's a very, you know, it's much more authentically Italian style rather than, I think, a lot of the stuff in Maine gravitates towards the Greek style pizza. But yeah, I mean, there's so many places to go, and at the same time, like, when you go to Hannaford, what's your go-to?
Oh,
get a Brozo one.
You know, because again, I look for something I may not be able to get locally. I might snag something like California Pizza Kitchen.
Ah, okay.
You know, get some kind of frou-frou frozen pizza there. Oh. But back in the day, it was it Tony's and Red Tony. Baron, baby. It's Red Baron.
Yeah. I grew up on Tony's. They have more of the pepperoni cups. But I like Red Baron more now if I want, like, a baseline pizza. That or I go with the DiGiorno hand toss.
Oh, yeah.
It's another very good frozen one. But I can't do an episode about pizza without giving a shout-out to Mama Celeste. And the Abbondanza, if you will.
Yes.
You know, the personal pizza that came with the little silver disc for the microwave.
Right.
And then you could fold it up like a taco and eat it.
What about the Stouffer's French bread pizzas?
Or Elio's?
Oh, yes, yeah.
we never got Stouffer's. We were more of an Elio's family in terms of the personal French bread style pizzas, which, when I think about it now, I haven't said the term French bread pizza for a long time. And now I'm like, where did that come from? What's the deal with it? What is French bread pizza?
That's a good question. Yeah, you have to ask the people at Stouffer's, because I couldn't define it for you.
Yeah, like, I literally have not thought of that in so long, and I was just like, why would such a thing exist as French bread pizza, and what was it? It was almost like we called it that just because of the shape.
Right, that was it. I think that was the only thing.
It was a rectangle.
It was the perfect pizza to have, again, at 1 o'clock in the morning if you didn't want to order takeout.
Yeah, see, for me, that was like, again, I think the slight age difference for you and I, that was like my school lunch, you know, pizza, or the Baba Salasso was really, you know, because once you got to like a school that was really cool because they had a microwave you could actually use, you felt like quite a grown up, and you could bring the Mama Celeste. And I would usually bring two.
Well, and that's a good idea because I said earlier that I've never had bad pizza. Let me rephrase that. Cafeteria pizza, school cafeteria pizza.
Oh,
that
God,
might they, that might be the worst.
And they do those little, remember those little like weird little cubes of pepperoni?
Oh, yeah. Where did those things come from?
What are these?
Yeah.
How did they messed up pizza. They messed up cheeseburgers.
Yes.
Like, and this is back before the day when like they were trying to make it quote unquote healthy for kids.
Right.
It was almost like, who is making this? Because I'll be honest, I've been to jail, and the food was better in jail than it was in the cafeteria when I was in, like, first, second, and third grade. Because it was, yeah, like, wow, you get excited. They'd be like, it's pizza day. And then you'd be like, this is like a pizza they would give to somebody that they were trying to punish.
Right.
To get them all excited. And you'd be like, why? What is this sauce? What is this? It's almost like they used, like, pure tomato paste or something.
And the government issued cheese.
I mean, which was weird. It was just weird.
What's the flavor of your pizza there, Billy? I would say it's not. That's the flavor, not. There is no taste.
It had like a weird, dull, it's like a dull thud of flavor. Like it was like kind of pizza. It was like if you took a piece of bad toasted bread, you put pizza stuff on. It's like if somebody in second grade tried to make pizza on their own. But even like bagel pizzas I remember making were way better than like cafeteria.
Oh, right. Yeah, my English muffin pizza that I threw together at the last minute, even that was better.
Oh, yeah. Like, God, I'm so glad you brought that up. And I'm so angry, too, right now. Like, what was that? So mad.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Now, I have found...
I love Pizza Hut so much. With book Inspire, I read so many books. I stuck with mostly Roald Dahl and Judy Blume, personally, in my reading back then. But yeah, that's probably why I was so excited to go to Pizza Hut, get away from the cafeteria pizza.
Right. Now, what about that rare exotic treat, gas station pizza?
Well, gas station pizza, I'm gonna generally get a frozen one. I'll grab a DiGiorno or a... Usually they have DiGiorno or like freschetta or whatever, you know, incarnation of that. Or I'll get like, you know, the White Castle slider things. You know, I just got a microwave for the first time in like 12 years.
Wow.
Because my fiance, like, did I tell you I got engaged?
You did. Congratulations. That's very exciting.
Yeah. So my fiance was expressing an interest in having a microwave. And I was like, she's like, it's weird you don't have one. I'm like, I don't think that's weird. So I got one that's like a combination air fryer microwave. I've never used it once myself. But so talking about the gas station pizza, see, my go-to for the late night gas station thing is the 7-Eleven like ribby-cue sandwich.
Oh.
And you bring it home and you take it apart and you brown each part in butter and then put Kewpie mayonnaise and sriracha on it. And that's a delicious treat.
That sounds pretty good. All right, back to in-store treats. Not quite pizza, not quite anything really, but do you remember the Gino's pizza rolls?
No, Totino's.
Well, they were Gino's, and then Totino's bought them out.
Oh, I don't remember. See, when I have always known them as Totino's. But yes, those are delicious. I mean, you know, they're napalm.
Oh, yes.
You have to be very careful with those. Now, I am more, you know, inclined as an adult to deep fry them, to reheat them. But obviously, we used to put them in the oven.
Yeah. And it was like back Hot then. Pockets times 10. There was nobody who ever had them who did not do some sort of near permanent damage to the roof of their mouth.
Exactly. The key was to saturate them in ranch to protect against that.
Ah.
You know, if you get a nice layer of ranch on the outside before you hit the napalm part, it sort of it blends in, and then you kind of, and then once you start chugging some Mountain Dew with it, everything's fine. Mountain Dew, I think, is like, it's like liquid bacitracin. It'll treat all of those I just made that up on the spot. I don't know why I said that. But
I think you're right.
But it is, because there's so much sugar in it.
Right.
I don't know.
Silly me, I was relying on the Barks root beer to do that.
Barks, you know why? Because it has bite.
Yeah, right, that's right. All right, just so what's Joe's go-to topping for pizza?
Meatball.
Oh, very nice.
I love meatball. I love a meatball, mushroom, and spinach pizza, if possible. You know what I mean? You know, I'm not going to get that anywhere. I mean, if I'm going to, like, if I'm getting, like, a Domino's, I'm getting the, as Mainers call it, hamburg.
Yep.
With, like, green peppers and mushroom.
Yep, I like that. Or substitute the mushrooms sometimes for black olives.
I don't love black olives on a pizza.
Mm.
I like a couple on, like, a Supreme pizza, like a Red Baron.
Sure.
But, like, I think... Also, I do love that Pat's, when you order Pat's, you get the option of canned or fresh mushrooms. I always go with canned.
Yes.
Canned mushrooms and hot sausage at Pat's, that's my go-to there.
Oh.
And I like it with a side of Thousand Island dressing rather than ranch. And then adding Tabasco to the Thousand Island.
Mm. All right, and then the question that everybody feels the need to ask, pineapple, yes or no?
That's funny. That was literally the last thing on my list. Pineapple, yes. Some people believe that putting pineapple on a pizza is akin to, like, murdering one's firstborn. I've never felt that strongly about it. I like a Hawaiian pizza. Again, Hawaiian pizza from Pat's particularly with the Thousand Island dressing is a wonderful combination. I'm not offended by pineapple on pizza. I don't know why people get all bent out of shape to the extent that they do about that.
No, I'm not either.
It's not that big a deal.
No, I like it. Yeah, I don't get it a lot, but if somebody...
grilled pineapple. These are the same people that, like, buy those, like, crappy spiral hams and stick cherries and pineapples into them at Easter and act like that's okay.
Right.
But they have bread with that. It's like, well, it's basically the same thing as the Hawaiian pizza.
Right. I have no problem with that. It's not going to be my first choice, but you offer me a slice of Hawaiian, I will gladly take you up on it.
Absolutely. I like Hawaiian pizza. My name is Joe Riccio, and I like Hawaiian pizza.
Confession, it's good for the soul here on Downtown. Good stuff, Joe. As always, hope your weekend goes well, and we'll do it again next week.
Looking forward to that. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Riccio from Food Coma with us here on Downtown talking pizza on a Friday afternoon.